Yep. Everybody.
I feel like you're too close to the mic, just saying.
Okay.
Or it's gotta be like that, remember?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. We changed it.
Mm-hmm.
We changed it up. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I've got a treat for you guys. We've got Casey, the cameraman. He's been kind of a secret, a little secret that we've been keeping on the other side of the camera, and now here he is joining us on the business end of the camera. How does it feel, Casey?
Feels good knowing I'm the last resort when we can't find someone to come on the podcast.
No, it's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a treat. We've been saving you.
I will say I did not know I was going to do this today, so...
He did not.
Not
he showed up.
For
he's
it.
Like,
I'm
who
wearing
are
a hat. I look like a bum.
No, I'm wearing
Sorry.
A hat, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bum too. Okay. That's all good. We're dressed up as Minnesotans. It's like 0 degrees out there today, so I don't know I don't know what they can expect from it.
True.
So, as Casey said, this was very last minute. He's like... He showed up. He's like, "Who are we having on the cast today?" And I'm like, "You want to be on it?" He's like, "Oh shit, I guess so." Do you think, after watching all of the podcasts that we've done so far, is there something that you think you would want to talk about that we haven't talked about on the cast? Something you wish we would have covered but haven't?
No, not that I can think of. We've covered a lot of things,
and it's tough to come up with something like on
the
spot.
Especially on the spot, yeah.
On the spot like this. Who's been your? What's been your favorite episode?
You know, guess.
The transgender one?
Yeah.
Why do you think that one, why is that one your favorite so far?
She was just hilarious.
Yeah. Well, she's a comedian, so that,
yeah. And
that
also,
makes total sense.
As I've said before, I'm an LGBTQ studies minor, and so I love talking about that stuff, and it's so interesting to me.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's like, I don't know, it's difficult, I feel like, again, because I don't want to ask questions and have people become like... defensive about it or feel like I'm trying to like hurt their feelings or anything like that, but it's, you know, you have questions and you don't understand the other side. So yeah, I think a lot of people did. I put out a poll on my Instagram and asking people which one was their favorite, and most said the transgender episode was the favorite. So yeah, that's been interesting. What's been like your experience, I guess, filming this? Are you glad that you decided to start filming this podcast?
Yeah,
with me?
I love it. Like it.
Nice.
It forces me to use my camera at least every week.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm getting good at lighting and stuff. I don't know, this episode might be a little iffy.
Yeah. We're also at a location. We're actually at my office at Messina & Associates because the kitsch is closed on Sundays. So yeah, it's totally different location, everything like that.
I'm learning more about audio stuff. Like I usually never really worry about audio when I'm filming weddings.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly just like a music video you film.
Oh, right.
But... yeah,
and then you add
cool
stuff in later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Do you watch podcasts?
Not really as much as I should.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. So it's weird. I should watch them so I can compare and like learn new things.
Yeah, I don't know. They're...
how to film it and whatnot.
Right. Well, most of them focus a lot on just the audio stuff.
Yeah.
So they don't do a ton of like visual editing or anything like that. And we obviously don't do a ton of that.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of that either.
We added our first edit.
That's true.
One.
You added that TikTok video that Allie blew up on or whatever.
How'd you think that turned out?
That was sick. I was going to text you. I forgot. I was watching it on YouTube while driving, which is very dangerous. Don't do that. And I saw that thing pop up and it was super cool. I was going to text you. I forgot.
I've done that before too. I'm pretty sure I've watched Joe Rogan podcasts while driving.
Oh yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, like,
I do it
not
all the time.
Watch them, but like, I just pull it up on YouTube and then set it down and listen.
Right, and
but
that's
then you're
kind of set it off
to
the side.
Peek your eyes over.
Well, sometimes they like refer to something that they're doing or they're saying, and like you need to see like what they're doing on it. So it's annoying if you can't actually see it. So that's that's what I do. But it probably is pretty dangerous.
No, yeah, texting and driving is no joke.
That's no joke. But you had an interesting weekend this weekend, huh? You were in a snowboard competition?
Yes, the Burton Qualifiers.
Nice.
It's a snowboard competition that has a bunch of stops, probably like 10 stops around the U.S.
Okay.
Maybe less, like 8 stops around the U.S., and then there's one in China.
Yeah.
I don't know, there might be one in Europe.
Okay.
And then all the people, the top 6 from each of those stops qualify to go to the finals in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
At the resort called Seven Springs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you made the top 6, so you're going.
Yes.
That's sweet.
The only thing is, the top 3, it's like their plane tickets get paid for. And then 4th, 5th, and 6th have to find their own way to get there. Well, I think the hotel is covered.
Oh, nice.
But...
yeah. But the plane ticket will probably be a couple $100, a few $100, something like that.
But yeah, I'm hoping one of my sponsors will pull through and... get me a plane ticket.
That'd be sweet. How many sponsors do you have?
We got Demito Positive Mind.
Oh, nice.
They're from South Korea. They're an outerwear company and also make like hoodies.
They're from
stuff.
South Korea?
Yeah.
How do you get sponsored like
it's
that?
It's all about who you know. Like,
really?
The snowboard world is so saturated with amazing riders. And I have friends who are probably better than me and don't have a single sponsor. Probably because they don't care. They just ride and ride. And then there's me who I want to be pro snowboarder, which probably won't happen. But so I do all these things, try to get sponsored and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's just about who you know. Like, I have a friend that was on this team and I reached out to her and she got me on the team.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So you want to be like, you want to snowboard for a living?
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome.
That's like your dream job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it seems like, so what other sponsors do you have?
All right, so this one, my board company, Academy Snowboard Co.,
mm-hmm.
Flux Bindings, Vans, snowboard boots, but okay. I'm just like flow with them. They just give me boots here and there when I need one.
Yeah.
And then, am I missing? Panooski's Board Shop.
Which where is that?
Isn't as relevant anymore because now I live in Duluth, but Panooski's is in Anoka, Minnesota.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's all of them.
So do you get like paid?
No.
These sponsors?
All these sponsors just like flowed.
They just hook you up with gear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get on a contract someday and make some money or get like a travel budget or something.
What do you think you have to do to get that?
You have to work your ass off. You have to be the best.
Yeah.
You have to have Instagram clout, which I do not have.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we can blow this podcast up. And I don't know. Maybe that can help.
Let's get some clout. We both need clout.
Yeah, we both need clout. That's for sure. Although I was telling Casey before we started filming, I was at Roscoe's downtown this weekend, and a lady saw me and she kept like staring at me. And I was walking back from the bathroom or whatever, and then she kept staring at me. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Why is this beautiful woman like staring at me right now? And I went and sat down, and then she like stood up and started walking towards me. And she was like, are you Gage Hartman? And I was like, holy shit. I was like, yeah, yes I am. She's like, oh my God, I watch your podcast. I love it. I think it's funny. And then she was like, and then I honestly forget I had a bit to drink, but I asked her what she did for a living. And it was something really interesting. I remember that much. And I asked her if she would be on it. She said yes. So she's coming on the cast. But it's cool when I can get recognized by somebody that I don't know out and about in the free world.
So your clout is growing.
So I think it's growing, although the views still seem relatively low.
Are they static or have they gone down or up or both?
I don't know. It really depends on who I have on the cast, to be honest. Because, I mean, some, like the transgender one, that one got really big. But still the one with the most views was Vanessa. And I think a big reason there is obviously she has so many followers on Instagram and everywhere that she was able to kind of promote it pretty well.
Yeah.
There.
I got some friends with Instagram clout that you should get on here.
Mm-hmm. Who? Anybody I would know, you think?
Jib Girl 420.
I saw that. I saw you on her Instagram. She's got like 30,000 followers or something like that.
No, she's 40, got 100,000.
Holy shit!
She and growing. She'll probably be at 200,000.
Where does she live?
Minneapolis.
Oh, nice. Does she come to Duluth very often or not?
No. But
no.
I could drag her up here sometime.
You think she would drive? Yeah, drag her up. So she's a snowboarder chick, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, drag her up. We'll film a cast and then go hit the tow rope for a few hours.
Yep, exactly.
That sounds like a good time.
You could film the cast on the chairlift.
Yeah. No, my... yeah, we could.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be weird. I'd be
filming from like the chairlift ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It would actually be sick to like get a room in Spirit Mountain where you could like see the hill in the background or something like that. You could probably actually set that up.
And they're low on money right now, so they'd do anything for that.
Yeah, no kidding. That was actually one of the topics that I had.
We do need to talk about
on the podcast. So what have you heard about Spirit Mountain and what's going on?
Okay, so
what do you know about it?
I wouldn't know anything about it if my brother didn't send me this article. My brother lives in Minneapolis, so I don't get why he would even care. But he sent me this article and it said like Duluth might go out of business unless the city gives them $200,000 or whatever.
$235,000.
And I was like, dang, that sucks.
Yeah, so that's the extent of it.
Yeah, but then I later saw the article that said like they'll be okay now for the winter. They got the money.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on the board at Spirit Mountain, so I kind of have like the insider information a little bit. I don't really know how much I'm like allowed to say or not.
And there's also rumors. Most of my friends are like, psh, that was a publicity stunt. Like,
you think? No, I don't know. It definitely was not. Not as far as I know.
I feel like everyone was talking about Spirit Mountain.
Well, it's just like, so the reason that we hit that big snag was, of course, the snowstorm shut down Snowcross.
Yep.
So Spirit Mountain, as a business, they break even on Snowcross every year. So it's not something that they make money on, but they have to put that money up front every year. And the reason they do it is because it brings so many extra people into the city of Duluth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get that tourist, all of that tourist money for the city. So it's basically like Spirit doing the city a favor,
mm-hmm,
by having this event. So then when they put all this money up front and then the event didn't happen, they took a huge hit for it. Again, $235,000.
Yep.
Was the hit. So then, of course, they had to ask the city to subsidize that, basically. Or what the director had said in front of the city council was, if you don't pay this, then we will be locking our doors, and that will be it for Spirit Mountain.
Damn.
Yeah.
And so, even though they canceled the event, did a bunch of people still come up for the event, do you think?
A handful of people did still come up for the event.
So the city probably still made some money off tourism from that?
Probably a little bit, yeah. But I mean, it was, because that was a crazy storm. We got like 2 feet in like 2 days. So I imagine there's a lot of people that didn't come, and yeah, I don't know. It hurt them bad.
And so it's the least city could do is to help bail them out, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but it's what a lot of people around town are saying is that the city is constantly having to bail Spirit Mountain out of, mm-hmm, of things like this, and they're wondering why are they not a profitable business and this and that. So one of the city councilmen, Eric Forsman, had kind of played with the idea of, well, maybe Spirit Mountain needs to get sold to a bigger company,
mm-hmm,
similar like to Vail. like how Vail bought Afton Alps,
yeah,
a handful of years ago. And dumped just millions of dollars into their marketing, mm-hmm, and into the infrastructure and even just like things on the hill. And it seems like Afton is like sick now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you rode Afton recently?
I have since Vail, like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like when they first got bought out by Vail.
Yeah.
And from the park snowboarding side, it was amazing.
It looks sick.
So many rails and,
yeah, and they've got a tow rope out there. Well maintained.
Yeah, like 2 tow ropes.
Yeah.
Good jumps. It's bringing people in for sure.
Oh yeah. What do you think Spirit Mountain, what do you think they're missing? What do you think they need to...
That's a good question. They could definitely have a better park, but mm-hmm, I don't know if that is really what makes them money, you know? Like, it's the families that come in on the weekend that makes them money.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's... Yeah, that's the thing.
Maybe, like, better chairlifts? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, does that make a difference?
I feel like they could maybe leverage the tow rope a little bit more. Because tow ropes are, like, a huge deal in the Midwest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, first of all, these kids are getting so incredibly good,
yeah,
riding the tow rope back to back. So, like, if they could, I don't know, like, put out, like, a food truck or something like that, like, parked by the bottom of the rope, maybe, mm-hmm, turn some music on, like, get some speakers, yeah, out there, and put some benches, like, at the bottom or at the top, mm-hmm, or something like that. And just make it like a cooler scene to like hang out at. So maybe you don't get more money from the people just riding the rope, but maybe these people riding the rope are buying more beers or they're staying,
yeah,
for longer, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Maybe they need to do something like, you know how Trollhagen does late night troll?
Yeah.
They're open till 3 a.m. on Friday nights.
Yeah.
And there's live music, and I was there
every
this Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, every
and there's
Friday.
There's live music every
and
Friday?
It is insanely packed. So the late night deal starts at 9 p.m. It's like a $20 or $30 lift ticket.
Yeah.
And I got there like 8:50 to like swipe my season pass.
Yeah.
And there was a line of people just waiting for 9 p.m. to hit. Like,
that's
the
sick.
Whole ticket office was filled with people. You couldn't move.
Yeah.
And then you go to the bar. It's shoulder to shoulder in there. The chairlifts have the longest lines in the world. It's insane how many people go there on Friday nights.
And the entire, so the all of Troll is open, not just...
Yeah, all of Troll.
That'd be
all
sick.
The
that might be something cool.
Yeah, I don't know, the live music and the drinking, like people just get wasted and then go snowboard.
Yeah.
And then what me and my friends do is we sit on the sidelines and watch drunk snowboarders fall over.
Nice.
It's the funniest thing.
Yeah, so they have the live music inside?
Yeah.
Of mm-hmm. course.
Outside
would be
cool.
Yeah, outside, I don't know, it'd be kind of cold.
I was literally thinking that. I was like, if this brings this many people to Trollhagen in Dresser, Wisconsin, where nobody lives,
think about
if Spirit Mountain did that. It'd be huge.
Yeah, it would be huge. A good example is, like, have you ever been to the Music on the Pier that Glenshee Mansion has on
I haven't been, but I've seen the videos that Alex Fierro made of them.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have.
Made, like an event video.
Yeah, no, and that, I mean, there are like, there's like 1,300 people or something like that that go to those events on Wednesdays, like on Wednesday evenings. And I feel like just getting more people at Spirit Mountain is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. That could be a cool idea. This is good. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we make big steps regardless of what happens in the next year or so. Because I feel like there are a lot of Duluthians that are not entirely pleased with Spirit Mountain right now, but still love them. Wearing the Spirit Mountain hat right now.
Yeah, I'm a Spirit Mountain fan, but like it's not the most. It could be better, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like another ski resort, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I agree. But yeah, so as I said earlier, this was kind of a last minute thing. So I'm very unprepared. So before we started, I Googled like just a bunch of really random interesting questions or what I thought might be interesting. And let's see, what do we got here? Okay, so if there was a purge in Duluth, so like the movie The Purge, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Where everything is legal, anything goes. What would you do during the purge? What would be your move?
I'd be scared as hell. I'd probably I'd go snowboard in places where normally they wouldn't let you snowboard.
Like where?
Like street spots that we.
So you'd go ride street.
Yes.
During a purge. Wouldn't you be concerned about people going out like trying to kill you? And then here you are like just snowboarding in City Hall or something.
No, they'd
like that.
Probably be like, "Oh, they're snowboarding. That's sick."
So they wouldn't kill you.
Yep. Like campus. Yeah. There's so many snowboarding spots on campus that I want to hit. But
you would usually get busted?
Mm-hmm.
You think if you went and rode there like late at night, you wouldn't get busted?
Only during winter break, which is now, which we probably will be going there soon.
Oh, nice.
But like they're insane during the season or when school is in session.
Man, I mean, that would be cool. I don't really know if that's, the play though.
On the purge?
Yeah. I don't know what I would, I think I
realistically,
would.
Realistically, I'd probably leave Duluth and not be
well. Let's
the purge.
Let's pretend you can't leave.
All right.
There's like a big wall put up around the city.
Okay.
You can't go anywhere.
What season is this purge in?
November 1st.
All right, so it's like pretty cold. I was gonna say like I'd go paddle away on my surfboard and never come back. Or like go hide in the lake.
That's
you know
actually
I mean?
Really good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just gotta, like, if you see people on, if it's not frozen, you see people on boats, you just gotta make sure that they don't see you.
Yeah.
Because they might try to, they might try to hit you or something like that.
Yeah.
That's probably a good play, though. Go right away on your surfboard. Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I think I would want to maybe go, like, deep into the woods somewhere.
That sounds terrifying.
But it would be really scary.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know.
Otherwise, like, can't you just, like, hide in your basement?
Yeah. Probably.
That'd be insane. Gosh. Those movies are crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Purge Rick and Morty episode? No. Watch Rick and Morty?
I watched some of it. I have watched some of it.
Oh, okay.
But not a ton of it.
You're not a fan?
No, I love it. I think it's funny. And it's, like, it's one of those, like, cartoons that are hilarious and kind of immature. But at the same time, it, like, makes you think, like, it really hard.
Exactly. The sci-fi in it is like things that could be.
Yeah.
Like it uses a lot of, I don't know, like theories about philosophy about like the multiverse thing.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff
exactly.
Like that.
It's good like mental exercise kind of stuff. No. Where do you, back to the purge thing, where do you think would be the worst spot to be?
The worst spot to be. Like, downtown, I'm sure.
You think?
Yeah.
If you're just standing downtown, like, in a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown at night is already kind of scary.
Would you try to hurt anybody?
No, I have no urges to. Oh,
right,
maybe.
Maybe there's that one guy, you don't have to mention his name, but you're like, if you saw him and you're just driving around, you might, like, swerve and, like, clip him with a door or something like that, or no?
Maybe I'd go threaten someone at the university to make college free for me or something
like
nice.
That. I don't know if they would have that power though.
Someone would, right?
Yeah, maybe. I
or
don't
like
know.
Go to the loan office.
If you
give
hold,
me free loan.
Yeah, yeah, that might be it. I don't know. That would be scary. I think I would. I don't know. I don't know if I would go in my basement because I feel like people would be expecting that.
I'm trying to think of what's illegal that I can't do but I would like to do.
That's actually a really good question.
There's not that many things.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jumping off the pier.
In a canal.
Yeah, it's technically illegal.
Well, isn't that illegal because it's really dangerous?
No, it's not. We do it all the time.
Oh, you do. Well, then you already. Surfing. Then you already do.
You're
it.
Right. We already do it. So but like then they yell at you sometimes.
Oh yeah.
So then you could do it without.
I don't know. I do like your answer of snowboarding in spots that you typically wouldn't be able to to snowboard, or maybe like longboarding through the skywalks.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. I have mountain biked through those before, though. In the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
How did you end up there with a mountain bike?
I was riding mountain bike over in Lincoln Park, and then I was riding from Lincoln Park. I took the road, and I was going back to Lakeside, and I was in Canal, and all of a sudden it just started, like, pouring rain outside. So I was like, oh, God, this sucks. So I, like, went inside a building with my bike, and then I was, like, looking around. I'm like, there's, like, nobody around right now. I'm like, I should just take my bike and ride it as far through the skywalks as I can. So then I was, like, hucking it through the skywalks, manualing through the skywalks and stuff.
You got a manual on a bike?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was sick. I don't know. It was fun. But you did see a couple people, and they gave you really dirty.
I'm sure, yeah.
Really dirty looks. Mm-hmm. But that would probably be something I would do. Yep. It's just manual through down or ride mountain bike through downtown with no worries.
Other than the fact that people are out there trying to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the big one.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, here we go. If you could have dinner with anybody, who would it be? Alive or dead?
Miley Cyrus. Oh, what do you mean alive or dead?
Well,
would I be alive?
It's not like you're having dinner with a dead person. You're alive.
Mm-hmm.
But you have dinner with somebody who is currently living or has been alive. You're not like having dinner with a dead person.
Oh.
Like Abraham Lincoln or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You still choose Miley Cyrus.
That makes the options way too many.
It's literally so everybody.
My brain just went to who is alive right now that I'd like to. Miley Cyrus.
Why?
I grew up watching Hannah Montana, and I've been a big fan of Miley Cyrus ever since.
Really? Were you upset to see that she got more controversial in her later years?
Oh, no, I was more excited. I love that about
you You liked it? Mm-hmm. All the nudes and things like that?
Yeah,
that
she's breaking boundaries. She's changing the game. Yeah.
She kind of straightened up, though, a little bit, didn't she?
She did for a little bit, and then she broke up with Liam recently, and then she's been going through a phase. She got bangs. That's how you know girls are going through some shit.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
And what do you think about the girls with the bangs?
Some of them can pull it off. Miley can pull it off. But some people cannot and should not pull it off. But I don't know until you try it.
I don't want to be the bad guy, but I never like it. Ever.
Yeah.
It's never better than...
Yeah.
It's not like I see a girl with bangs and I'm like, ugh, gross. But it's like, well, to be honest, you were better looking when you didn't have bangs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the truth. And again, some people might not like that.
Yeah.
But listen, I could lie to you if you want me to. If you want me to, I can lie to you. Your bangs look great. There, I just lied. They don't.
Would you
get bangs like
no,
that?
No, I would never get bangs.
Tell me why.
They just would not work.
Because you know they look bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not like, well, he's a guy, of course. No, they look bad on everybody.
No, I'm telling you, some girls can do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who? Do you know who?
Miley Cyrus. She has bangs right now. They're working.
Does she?
Yeah.
And she doesn't look like a nerd.
Do you want me to pull up a picture?
Yeah, pull up a photo.
All right.
Pull something up.
All right, while I'm pulling up this photo, who would you have dinner with? You don't even have an answer. You're the one who asked me.
I know. Like I said, I'm extremely unprepared for this. And I've had a very socially pressing weekend. So I've just been, because I've had open houses and showings and talking to all these people, and I'm like, I'm talked out. But I think I would choose... gosh.
She looks pretty edgy in this one. You know, I'll do Safari, because she posts bad.
Those don't look like the bangs I'm thinking of, though. Are those bangs for sure?
Yeah, those are bangs, yeah.
Holy crap.
I'll have to put photos of Miley Cyrus in the video so people know what we're looking at.
Would you like to, what if you were her dad? Would you be upset?
Oh, yeah, that'd be weird to be her dad.
That would be tough. She's got like a lot of nudes out there and stuff.
Beautiful. See, bangs. Those are bangs.
But her hair is wet. I think it's different because her hair is wet. She looks like she just, like, you know, did a couple of laps.
So, like, did you like it, though?
I don't know. It looks... He looks pretty good. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, actually.
That one's not as good. It's a bad angle.
I don't know. It's okay. But it's still dead. Still not a bang guy. Okay, I know who I would have dinner with, and he's dead. He's, I read it a, see? No, that's a good example of how bangs are,
You're right, they're not the best.
They're a no-no. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with them? Why do you need them? I don't get it. The guy that I would have dinner with, who is dead, died, I think, just a few years ago. His name is Jerry Weintraub. He, I read a biography on him a couple of years ago. It's a book called, When I Stop Talking, You'll Know That I'm Dead. And he was like, he was the agent for Elvis, John Denver, Frank Sinatra for a little while. And like, he was the agent for all these huge guys. And then he went to be a movie producer, and he was a movie producer for like Ocean's 13 and all these huge like movie hits. And he just has all of these crazy, like interesting stories in his book. If anybody watching this, if you're like, oh, I'm looking for a book to read, When I Stop Talking, You'll Know I'm Dead. That is such a good book. It makes you want to just like grab life by the balls. The big things he says is just like, if you're ever like questioning like, should I do this, should I not do this, he's like, always do it, because you're gonna regret not trying something more than you will have regretted trying it and it didn't go well. Yeah, so that's like the kind of mentality that like he has, and I love that mentality. It's like such a, I don't know, it's just such a sick way to think, because I feel like so many people just don't like do things to put themselves out there and like take risks because they're nervous about being embarrassed or getting hurt or this or that. And this dude's like, dude, just F it. Like, literally go for it. You see somebody that you think is attractive, like, go up there, say, hey, I think that you're attractive. Worst case scenario, she goes, see ya, bye. Or I don't want to talk to you.
Or she yells at you like that one girl yelled at you. That
yeah. What did that girl say? Oh, she called me an asshole because I said she was beautiful. I totally deserved it. What was I thinking complimenting her? What an idiot. Yeah, no, it was totally worth it. I have no regrets of that. But it's just like doing simple little things that where you were usually like, that's weird. Why would I do that? He says, do it. Who gives a shit?
You definitely have that mindset. And
yeah,
it's starting to rub off. Like, I feel like every time I leave the podcast, like, I get that feeling.
Nice. That's good. I'm glad.
No, you talk about that a lot, and so most of the people you have on here talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
People who are self-motivated.
Yeah. No, that's... It's just, you know, it's sick.
And that's what I did today. I was scared to be on the podcast, but here I am.
Yeah, here you are. You're on a podcast. What a strange thing. Yeah. If you would have told me a year ago that I would have started a podcast, even I'd have been like, why? That's weird. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I like doing strange, weird things. And I think everybody should. And I think a lot of people do. But I just think doing interesting things that are like just strange.
I agree.
It's cool.
Not the same old boring tasks all the time.
Yeah.
Not what everyone else is doing.
Right. Like, sometimes, like, this is just a small thing, but I like it. It's just, that's kind of it. So, like, sometimes if I'm going to the mall, or, like, if I'm going to Chipotle or something like that, rather than parking my car right by Chipotle, I will park it on the opposite side of the mall so that I'm forced to walk through the entire mall just in case some kind of opportunity presents itself
like while walking through
the mall. Yeah, I mean, partially that, but also you never know. You never know who you're going to see. And every time I'm like with somebody, they're like, Gage, why the hell are you making me walk through the entire
mall? You never know. There might be someone standing with a knife ready to kill you.
Yeah, maybe that. But I mean, it's just, you never, like, maybe you'll see like a friend. You're like, oh, dude, what's happened? Mm-hmm. Haven't seen you in like 8 months. And you're like, man, I'm glad that I parked on the opposite side of the mall because I bumped into this dude that I haven't seen in a while, and I got to say what's up to him.
Or maybe that person parked at Chipotle and now you'll never see him because they were just leaving Chipotle and you missed him because you walked all the way through the mall.
No way, Jose. You can't think like that. Yeah. But no, okay, so the dinner thing, Jerry Weintraub, because I read his biography and he's such a freaking interesting and exciting person, and yeah, that's who I would have dinner with. I think that would be sweet. Do you read any books ever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you like to read?
I'm trying to think. The last book I read was Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name.
I forget the author, but it was like a really popular gay book that came out, and I was like, obviously I have to get my hands on that.
What do they talk about in a gay book?
It was pretty controversial. So in the gay community, like kids in their 20s, it's always the joke, like, they love daddies who are like in their 30s. Kind of like how you might like a MILF.
Like a cougar?
Yeah, like a cougar, yeah.
Nice.
We have that same thing.
Right, I think everybody has that.
And so the book was, I don't know why, it's weird. Did someone come here? Come in?
Hold on.
Pause.
All right, we're back.
All right, we're talking about Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah. For everybody that's like, whoa, what's going on? I thought I heard a knock. Apparently, I'm losing my mind. Mm.
I think it was just me setting my glass down.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That was probably it. I thought somebody had knocked the door. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Carry on.
All right, Call Me By Your Name, a book about a 17-year-old kid in Europe who ends up, like, meeting this 30-year-old, quote-unquote, daddy. And... Mm. It was an amazing love story, but it got a lot of backlash from even the gay community. It was like, that's putting a bad name to gay people. You're making us look like pedophiles, blah, blah, blah.
Like pedophiles.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, get over it. But it was
good. Yeah. Mm. That's interesting. I feel like everybody is always like chasing people that aren't their age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like you said, like maybe younger gay dudes are interested in like 30-something-year-old gay dudes and like... People in their 20s are like cougar hunting or whatever for chicks in their 40s or 50s.
And then guys in their 40s are looking for chicks
chicks in their 20s. Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Yeah. Huh. And then they always get criticized.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. People criticize everybody, mm-hmm. like no matter what.
Age is just
no matter what. Well, it's more than that.
Yeah. The other thing, though, like a relationship like yeah. that works for like that small period of time.
Yeah.
But then, so this book I was reading, when that boy turns 30, who was 17, that's like,
yeah,
10 years later, that man will now be like in his 40s.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, there's like a weird gap.
It's not a good plan. Like, it's not a good
plan. But it's good for like a small amount of time, probably.
Yeah. No, it's probably, yeah, good for a very short amount of time. And then all of a sudden somebody gets old and you're like...
Mm-hmm. Okay, but books that have really good meaning, I'm trying to think of one book that I read that was like, oh, Macklemore told me to read it, so I read it.
That's the name of the book?
No.
Oh.
You know the singer Macklemore?
Yeah.
He sings about it in one of his songs.
Is he gay?
No.
I feel like he talks about like...
Because he has a gay uncle, so he like... He's a gay advocate.
I thought maybe
that's why he has that gay song.
Is like secretly gay.
He has a wife and a kid. He's straight. Have you not heard his song? It was like, when I was in the third grade, I thought I was gay.
Yeah, but I thought that was maybe a cover up though.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad.
That is so funny.
That's awesome.
He told me to read this book in his song, so he didn't actually tell me, but like,
oh,
like
right.
He told me.
Yeah.
And I used to be a big fan when I was in junior high.
Of Macklemore?
Yeah.
What's the book? Oh, the book that you were just talking about or a different one?
A new book. Got a different book. And I read it. Oh, it's such a good book, but should I look it up quick?
You can if you want to.
All right. What about you? What's a good book?
Well, like I said, that when I stop talking, you'll know I'm dead is a really good book. Outside of that, I read the Elon Musk biography as well. That one's, of course, pretty good. Very good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of them. There's a lot. The books that I typically read are probably boring.
The Alchemist.
In the eyes of most people. The Alchemist?
Yeah.
Okay, what's it about?
If I was on the tip of my tongue, I had to say it. Otherwise, I would have forgot it.
Yeah.
While listening to you.
No. What's it about?
I didn't mean to interrupt, though. You could keep
it. No, I wasn't really going anywhere. Okay. I was
The Alchemist circles. Is a book about like following your dreams and like just doing it, kind of.
Oh, nice.
And it's the message is given through this like narrative about a boy in Egypt who has a dream, or a boy like somewhere has a dream about going to the pyramids and finding like a treasure, and so he like treks his way across
like gold?
Europe or Egypt or wherever, yeah, like something like that.
And yeah,
he like ends up getting this like big prize when he gets to the end. It sounds cheesy and stupid, but I swear it's a book.
Did you read it? Was it good?
Yeah, I read it.
It was really good. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It's a book that would like blow your mind and makes you want to like get out and like just do it.
I like that.
Yeah.
People like make fun of like the motivational books or like this like self-help books as they call them. Like, oh, you're reading a self-help book? Jeez, that's lame. But that stuff will jack you up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think keeping your mind sharp that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Staying motivated, staying positive can make a giant difference.
Yep.
Just keeping a positive outlook on stuff.
Yeah. Also, Danielle Quinn. I've read a couple of his books recently.
Okay.
One is called... God dang it, I can never remember the names, but whatever. He has some good books.
Okay, I dig it.
I'm not going to sit here and try to remember these damn names.
Yeah. You think your memory's starting to go?
Yeah, probably hit my head one
day. Do you think you'll get Alzheimer's? I'm always afraid that I'm going to get Alzheimer's.
Me too.
That's like a big fear of mine is like all of a sudden like I'm living a great life, things are awesome, and then I'm like 61 and I just forget how to operate.
I don't think you'll get Alzheimer's. People who get... I feel like you get Alzheimer's when you stop being active with your brain.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know.
I've also heard that if you don't get enough sleep, that greatly increases your chances of getting Alzheimer's.
I have a feeling you don't get enough sleep. How much
sleep do you get? I actually do. I do fairly well. I usually... I'm 6 or 7.
Okay.
Six or seven a night. Mm-hmm. That's... yeah.
I probably shoot more for around like 7 or 8.
Yeah, honestly, if I get 8, that's too much. I don't.
I'm starting to learn that.
Yeah,
that's too much.
I'm like too tired the next day.
It's weird. I could, if I have a flight the next morning, I have to wake up at like 5 or 6. I can wake up really good.
Oh yeah, I can't wake up. Feel good. If I get 6 hours and I wake up, I'm like, yeah, all right, that's pretty good. I feel good. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Ugh. Dang, hitting me with these tough questions. Well, we were just talking about sleeping. A really good superpower? Imagine not having to sleep, how productive you could be.
Gosh.
Even, as much as I love sleeping, but it's like a big waste of time.
You think?
Yeah. Think about it. Do you ever feel like you don't have enough time?
What would you do, though, if you didn't have to sleep?
Fucking learn.
It's all dark out.
I'd learn a new language. Oh, read some more books. That's what you say. I'd become a master at shit. I don't know.
We'd probably just end up partying all night long because you don't have the bars don't close because nobody's got to go to bed.
No, but I'm saying if I had a superpower and no one else did. Is that what...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Bars aren't open all night.
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking if nobody's asleep. So you would just, while everybody else is sleeping, you would learn different languages?
Yeah, it would just be productive as hell. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a
good one. Do my homework at night? I don't...
That's actually probably a really good one.
Mm-hmm. You could, like, do business stuff.
I feel like sleeping is just, like... Like, especially if you've had, like, a stressful day, it just kind of, to an extent, resets that.
You're right. I couldn't actually imagine not sleeping.
So, like, if you just carried the stress of every single day into the next day without, like, dreaming or sleeping or just, like, that 8-hour, 7-hour break from it.
Mm-hmm. Dreaming is crazy.
Do you think that there's, like, a different meaning to dreams?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's insane. I don't know.
So you think that... Like, give me an example of, like, something that you think...
That's like, happened to me?
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, man.
I feel like my dreams have told the future in the weirdest ways.
Okay, tell me about it.
Oh. Okay, this is going to sound dumb, but last summer, I had a dream that my coworker, me and her, were, like, driving down the highway in some, like, chopped, cut-off vehicle.
Nice.
Like, top down, you know, like, living life. And like she looks over at me, and she's like, Casey, you need to check your reality. And I was like, what? And then I woke up, and I was like, that was weird. And then I go to work the next day, and this chick is, like, the... Carly, she's awesome. I love her. She's, like, my best friend. But she's
Shout out to Carly.
She's, like, a... Like, she's, like, a gypsy. She's, like, so out there and crazy. She loves star signs. You know, like Gemini, the zodiac signs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she was like asking me about my star sign, which I had no clue about at the time.
Right.
And I was like, I'm a Gemini. She looked up my forecast or whatever for the star signs, and it said, you need to check your reality.
No way.
Yes.
It said those exact words.
Yes, it did. Okay, maybe I don't know if my dream said those exact words, but it was something along the lines. Yeah. You need to check your reality.
Yeah.
I said yo because that's just how I talk.
Right. Right.
Check your reality.
I don't
Is that a weird coincidence or not?
I think so. Mm-hmm. But I'm very I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think there's just like those things are coincidences.
It could be, yeah.
They're bound to happen. Like, these coincidences that happen, it would be strange if they never happened.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, I remember you were talking about, like, phone calls or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We talked about these coincidences before.
Yeah, I mean, just things happen where it's like, whoa, it's strange. It doesn't mean that there's, like, some kind of special magic happening somewhere. Same with the star signs. I don't know. Actually, I do know. I'm not buying it. I'm an Aquarius. And I read my stuff on being an Aquarius, and a lot of it doesn't even make sense to me. And I know other Aquariuses, and I'm like, well, I'm nothing like this person. So mm-hmm. why are we both in the same star unit?
And it is weird.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm an Aquarius just because my parents conceived me at this certain point, and then I mm-hmm. just so happened to pop out in January.
Yeah, why does the date you're born matter?
No.
My friend was arguing this with me, and it was like, so you're telling me that 1 minute before you're born versus, like, 1 minute after you're born makes a difference? Because, like, the star signs go down to, like, the minute or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, or, like, the hour.
I'm not on board with it.
Yeah. Well, I love to believe it because I love stuff like that. It's fun.
Why?
I don't know. It's like...
Why do people like that?
It's like
stuff?
My religion.
The star signs
become religion? My religion. Yeah.
What? Why do you need to, like, believe it, though? I don't get it.
You don't need to believe it. That's a cool part.
But so no many people gonna, love no to entertain you. These crazy, like, ideas, or that there's more meaning to these simple things that happen in life.
Because we like to think that there's more meaning to life, even though there probably isn't, and we're just going to die, and that's that.
Yeah. That's not a bad thing, though. Even if that is the case, which, I mean, nobody knows, because, once again, mm-hmm. as I've said in the podcast, when you die, and you don't know what happens afterwards exactly. because you're dead. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to say what happens. But even if that is the case, which, of course, is scary to think about, I mean, the life that we're in right now is pretty sweet. Like, mm-hmm. so I don't think that we should be bummed that things maybe aren't happening, like, for a reason.
Yeah.
I just...
And it's almost like, if things are happening for a reason, then do we even have, free will?
Yeah, and I've heard people say that, too.
It's like, would you rather have free will or be controlled? Free will, probably.
Yeah, no, you would think so.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, I'd rather have free will. But I feel like people, it's like taking people's focus off of like what's happening right now, and it's like giving them this false sense of excitement for what happens after we die. And I feel like, again, that kind of takes away from like what you should be focusing on right now.
Yep.
And I don't know.
Have you seen the movie Sausage Fest?
Yep.
With like the grocery store items?
Yeah, and their Seth cartoons. Rogen's...
That whole movie is literally a metaphor for like...
It is.
Our life.
Yeah.
Because they, like, the sausage people, or, like, the vegetable, yeah, all the food.
All the grocery store
items. They think that when they leave the grocery store, they're going to go to this amazing heaven, and that ends up not being true.
Yeah.
And that's, like, when I was watching that movie, I was like, holy shit, like, you could just relate that to our life. Like,
yeah, no, that's definitely what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he did that movie. Yeah, I don't know.
Which is why they had all the different religions and races mm-hmm. who all believed different things, but there was all bullshit anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's probably something that we can't even fathom with our minds, mm-hmm. the things that happen,
yep.
or like what true reality is. I mean, for us to say that we can totally understand it, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if we can. That's like saying like if you got like a salamander in a cage or in like a little glass box, like he's just living his life in the glass box. He doesn't have a full understanding of like what's going on outside of his glass box. He just knows that every once in a while somebody drops like some carrots in there or whatever a salamander eats, and then he eats them and that's it. But there's no way that he could comprehend everything that's going on
Whoa.
Beyond that glass box mm-hmm. that he lives in.
Yeah. That so, like, suck to be that salamander.
So it's just like, it's kind of, egotistical. Is that?
Yep.
I no, said that right. Right?
Yeah,
I almost
right.
said egotistical. Yeah. I don't think that's a word. But egotistical to say like, oh yeah, I know what's going on. I know what's going on outside of our little glass box
You're
that
right.
we're living in. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. Because if you think of any animal that's like in a cage or just even like in the rainforest even, like out there, like mm-hmm. to think that they understand what's going on outside of that rainforest.
They don't.
No, they're just doing what they do. They eat bananas. Monkeys, they eat bananas. You know, they just look for other monkeys. They don't realize that not so far away, you got some people shooting a podcast. You have people learning different languages. Some people are like capturing these monkeys. I don't know. They're just like.
Yep.
So they don't know what's going on. So I think we need to look at it like that.
That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so we just, you know, you don't understand what's going on outside the world.
Yeah.
Just try to make it good. Try to make it a good one. What else have we got here? If you were in witness protection, what would your name be, and where would you go?
I feel like normally you don't get to pick your name.
But, right, but let's say in this situation, you get there like, all right, you choose.
I really like my middle name.
What is that?
Dwayne. And I would love for that to be my first name.
Dwayne?
Yeah.
Nice. Like Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay, what would your last name be?
Ooh, that's a cool last name. Dwayne Trainer.
Dwayne Trainer?
Yeah.
That's kinda, I like it. That's kind of sick.
Because that's my grandpa's last name.
Oh, okay. That is a sick name, though. Also
my grandpa's first name, so I don't know if that would fly on the witness protection program.
Because that's his actual name is Dwayne Trainer? Yeah, I don't know if they'd let it, but it is a sick name, so I think that I think we can let it slide. Yeah, where would you go?
Damn, that's a good question. If I could live somewhere. This is pertaining to my real life right now because I'm graduating in spring and I have to decide where I want to live.
Yeah. Like, hopefully Duluth so that Casey can continue to be the videographer for the podcast.
Where would I live? I don't know. That's a hard decision.
Maybe Austria.
Why Austria? What's there? Can you surf there?
I really don't know.
I need to live somewhere where I can surf, snowboard, and skateboard. Which is why Duluth is pretty rad.
Because you can do all those things. And it's in the Midwest, which is which is unique.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, of course, you're looking at like
Tahoe,
California.
Yeah, Northern California.
Can you surf? How close is Lake Tahoe to the ocean?
Not that close. But also, you can
surf on Lake Tahoe?
You can on very rare occasions, but it's not like.
I was gonna say because it's not that big of a lake.
Yeah. And I don't think it's like a community out there that does it because it's probably not that good. But yeah, that's the thing about like living on the West Coast. If you're by a mountain, it's going to be like 3 hours to the coast to surf.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'll just live in Duluth. How about that? I'm pretty happy here.
Yeah.
What there about you?
Perfect.
Where would you move?
So my name would be Dean Schlitz.
Did you have that written down? Were you planned? Was this planned?
My name and my plan? No.
Oh, okay, good.
I say Dean Schlitz because like as a joke, for some reason, I was at a networking event like 8 months ago, and you get like those tags where you can put your name on it. And rather than putting my real name, I put Dean Schlitz on there, just because a lot of the people there like know me already. So they would just I would come up and be like, "Hey, what's going on?" And they'd be like, "You're not Dean Schlitz." But it was just I thought it was hilarious that I just put it on there. But then when you meet people that you don't know, they're like, "Oh, Dean Schlitz, what is it that you do?"
Another example of you doing weird things.
But it's just. Oh, it's just hilarious because they're like, why do you do that? And you don't have a good answer for it. So my name would be, Dean Schlitz, for sure. Rolls off the tongue nice. And I think I would go probably Colorado. I think I would live, in Breckenridge. Yeah.
All right.
If I can get like a decent job making decent money in Breckenridge and I can like ride all the time. That would be...
That's the thing. With witness protection program, do you have to work then?
Or, that's a good question. I don't know if they work or not.
You didn't have to work. I'm assuming you'd probably have to work. It'd be suspicious if you weren't working.
I think so. Yeah. No, that's a good point. But something else weird that I was doing, when Thanksgiving, when I went, of course, you meet all these family, or you get to see all the family members and everything like that. I decided that when some of my family members asked me how things were going, that I would tell them that I started smoking cigarettes. So they're like, "Cage, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, good, Grandma. I started smoking cigarettes recently, so that's been good."
That's new.
What? Why? I was like,
That'd be so funny.
It's just funny to see.
I'm just really freaking stressed.
Yeah, no, but you just act like it's genuinely a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, things are going great. Start smoking cigarettes. Are you serious? I can't tell.
It'd be like, well, it's better than juuling, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like juuling is better, and it doesn't smell as bad. People that smoke cigarettes, they honestly kind of smell bad. Do you think they do?
I have a weird thing. I love the smell of cigarettes because my grandparents smoked cigarettes, so it reminds me of them.
Oh, okay.
And I just, grew up around it.
So even when you have, when you're near strangers that are smoking cigarettes?
I weirdly like it.
Oh.
I don't smoke cigs.
That's strange.
But, I'll take a drag every now and then, just because I like the smell and taste of it. It's like a grimy thing that I do.
Nice. I don't ever smoke cigarettes, but...
Do you smoke anything?
No.
Weed?
Like, like once every 5 months. Mm-hmm. If I'm drinking and someone's like, hey,
yeah,
I'll be like, all right. But I did, I smoked a cigarette as a joke like 6 months ago, I think. I was out like at a bar or whatever, and I woke up the next day and I had for whatever reason, I had a cigarette in my pocket. I have no idea why. But I was like, you know what? This would be really funny if I smoked this and I took a selfie of it. So I smoked it and I took a selfie of me smoking a cigarette and like sent it to all these people. And they're all like, why are you sending me this? And then the next time I saw my parents, I'm like, hey, look at this. And I just showed them a photo of me smoking a cigarette. And they're like, why are you showing us this?
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I smoked the whole thing.
Did you feel gross afterwards or what? Yeah,
immediately brushed my teeth. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
It's actually a really gross thing, I think.
It's funny that you brought up that scenario because I recently started smoking CBD cigarettes, which there's no tobacco or
cigarette. Wait, but it looks like a cigarette?
Yeah, because they just wrap it like a cigarette, but it's literally just weed.
Like CBD weed, like
the flower, but without the THC. Because I think the male plant doesn't have THC, so it's like CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And I started it because... I was trying to do Sober October.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I need like a crutch. So I just like bought a pack of these.
Yeah.
And then it became like my stress relief.
Where did you get them at?
You can buy them anywhere. They're 100% legal. Like Saudi's, the tobacco shop.
Oh, any of the tobacco shops?
Or like some gas stations sell them. Right. I know there's a University Liquor picked them up. They're like everywhere now. It's tight.
And it looks kind of like a little cigarette.
It looks like it's the same exact size and shape as a cigarette, except it's green where like the brown part would be.
Oh, right.
And it's just weed. No other bad things.
That's crazy. But it doesn't get you high because it's CBD.
But in no way, like, puts this like calming blanket around you.
I've taken CBD before.
Yeah. And have you felt a difference?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a shop in Lakeside, like right next to our house. And you can buy, like, I didn't know that, I thought CBD was just, like, something you extracted from a plant. I didn't know that you could actually have, like, flower, like, marijuana flowers.
Yeah.
And, like, roll it up.
You can buy it in a bag, too.
Yeah, that's like, what we went there, and the dude, or I wasn't actually with, but my roommates, like, went there, and the guy's like, here's a complimentary bag of weed on me. And, like, they went home and, like, rolled up a joint of it, and I had smoked some of it. I was sitting in a chair and I was like melted into the chair. I was just like so incredibly relaxed.
It's so
bad. But I wasn't like high. It's like tough to explain.
I agree. It's hard to explain. But it also helps with pain. So I've had a bruised tailbone the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm in the car, I've been driving the cities back and forth a couple times. Okay. And the CBD cigarettes have got me through it because it hurts so hilarious. Bad to sit down
for I want to buy a pack of them now.
Mm-hmm. You should try it.
Yeah.
Probably a bad habit to pick up. I don't know. It's just like weed has never caused anyone lung cancer.
Right.
So I'm like not too worried about it.
I heard recently that in order to overdose on weed, you would need to smoke 3,000 pounds of it in three hours. Which
is literally like possible. Impossible.
Yeah. I don't know how you would do that.
You know, back in the day when they were testing weed, they would put gas masks on monkeys. and the monkeys would pass out and die, and they're like, oh my god, weed kills people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, how dumb is that?
Well, did the monkeys actually die? Like, what was happening to the monkeys?
They were suffocating the monkeys. That's what they were doing. Oh. With gas masks full of weed, like a bong mask.
Yeah,
basically that, but like just like
so they were
only giving them weed smoke. They did stupid experiments like that because they were objective experiments.
Yeah,
They just wanted to prove that it was bad for you.
They were looking for the biased outcome.
It's so weird. They used to give weed to the soldiers in the military, like in Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah, just I think
calm them down.
At this point, there's no doubt. There shouldn't be any doubt in anybody's mind that weed
Come on, America. Legalize this shit.
I hope all of America.
I don't even smoke weed. I hate being high, either. But I'm so for
it. But I just love the idea of it being legal. I don't know why I do.
Also,
you
can make so many things out of hemp, like paper, and like it can replace cotton.
Well, that's been lifted. Like
that. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can now?
Trump lifted that in 2016.
Good.
That was
good.
I mean, you haven't like heard a lot about it, but it's all legal now. To do like hemp stuff.
Good.
Because it wasn't, I mean, it was kind of a gray area before Trump had legalized it, but.
You know, yeah.
It's totally legal now, hemp is. So, I mean.
It's weird that was never like a non-legal thing.
Well, it was.
you know?
The story is like in the 30s or something like that, the big cotton manufacturers lobbied against hemp and marijuana. Scared. Because hemp just made more sense as a fabric. That was like all of the newspapers in the country used to be printed on hemp newspaper before it was like outlawed, because it's so much easier to grow than cotton. It takes up so many less resources, like water and all those kinds of things. And
does that not make you so angry when you hear that's how our country works? Like, does that not boil your blood? It pisses me off. It's less money, better for environment, all that shit.
It does. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. It definitely shouldn't be that way.
Lobbying is,
but there's these companies and these industries that are so, so incredibly powerful, which is why it would be so difficult to like get away from using oil as a fuel for all of these different things, because there's so much money in oil. It's the most profitable industry. So they have all the money
to
convince
people to not
transfer over. Isn't
that whack?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's whack. I mean, it definitely is. You kind of feel like you're a pawn a little bit. But at the same time, it's like, I think it's kind of cool, actually, in a small way.
Why? You wish you had all that money so you could have all that power?
No, not necessarily. I wouldn't like that. But I just think that it's crazy that you could grow an industry to become that powerful, to control entire governments, entire... like control the way people live. I don't think it's cool. I wish I could do that.
It's interesting. I just think it's interesting. But it's also horribly wrong and unjust. Like, nobody should be controlling a population like that. Yeah. They have more power than the president or this government.
Right? No, I do. I agree with that.
It's fucked up.
I just think, like, again, it all starts with John Rockefeller discovering oil. Then all of a sudden everyone's like, whoa, this oil thing. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it'll be tough now that we have potentially better options. I'm not like super educated on any of that, but it seems like we probably have better options for all these different things.
We do, but the reason why it's taking forever is because those people in power are doing their best to not let the change happen.
Yeah, the giant lobbyists. There's a lot of control, I think, that we don't see. Like on social media stuff, I saw that they were like, supposedly Russians were like creating these very specific like Facebook groups. It would be like lesbians for Trump or something like that, or whatever. They would take like two things, put them together, create a group on it, and then after they created the group and they invited all of these specific people to be on it, so the group grows to be huge, then they would take somebody who would be like the opposite of what that group is and have that person start like commenting on it to like grow focus, like grow energy, like to grow like the presence of the group or something like that, and create like disrupt the system and make people angry and all that. So they're like just manipulating all of these people and making them angry and making them more highly opinionated on certain stuff. And they're saying that potentially was part of why, like, or how Trump was able to become elected, because they created these groups and then they would somebody would comment on it saying like, oh, that's BS, and they would create anger within all these people, and these people who are on social media are seeing like these angry posts of people and they're like, you know what, yeah, I agree with that too. And then all of a sudden here comes Trump like saying like, this is what you need to do, this is what we're doing wrong. Oh, and all these people who are already angry,
I'm angry now.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god,
what the hell?
This guy's making a lot of sense right now. So then they all jump on board. I wish I could think of like a good example.
That sounds like a freaking Black Mirror episode.
Of something like that. Yeah. No, it does sound
Black
like,
Mirror IRL.
It does sound like a Black Mirror episode. But like let's use like Black Lives Matter, for example. So like let's say they would create a Black Lives Matter Facebook page, and then they would get all of these people who are on board with Black Lives Matters, and then they would be like posting things, and then they would take somebody from the extreme right who is of course against Black Lives Matter, and he would like maybe share the post or comment on a post saying like, this is BS, this is what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. And then you all take all these people who agree with him, and they jump on it, and they just, like, grow this anger within, like, the specific group. And then you can just try to leverage that into, like, trying to push a certain candidate or certain narrative.
That's what we've come to?
Or something like that. But you can, like...
What do you think about, like, do you think that should be allowed?
I mean, it'd be tough to stop.
Yeah.
It would be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'd
like,
be tough
to stop. Does that kind of make you mad? Like...
Yeah, well, everybody would like to think that you think on your own and that you're not being controlled by big money or big government or anything like that. I mean, you can say this. That's why I don't watch any news stations ever. Like, does it people are like I don't
Me too.
Like because, Fox, yeah. NBC, whatever. I don't care. Like, I don't watch either of them. Because mm-hmm. all they're trying to do is like make you angry or like get you worked up about a certain topic. Like, mm-hmm. of course, Fox is a great example of that. They'll be like, look at what the millennials are doing now. And then everybody at home is like, holy shit. Oh my God. They're making a lot of sense right now. And then NBC or whoever will do the same thing. They'll be like, oh, look what Trump did now. And then everyone's like, I cannot believe that he's still in office. We need to impeach him. This is terrible. He's a terrible person. Mm-hmm. Whereas like they amplify. Thanks. All of these things that they just try to get people worked up to try to push their political narratives and all that. So mm-hmm. that's why I don't watch the news.
But now you can't even trust your phone because Facebook is creating these groups from Russia.
That's why, I'll just stay on TikTok. Yep. I'll just look mm-hmm. through TikTok. All it is high schoolers. They're not pushing any mm-hmm. kind of political narrative.
Gosh, this world is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. There's a lot of big power and very smart people moving things around.
I'd like to look more into that whole, social media thing. Stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's... Because people talk a lot about how they're concerned with, the advertising stuff that happens in social mm-hmm. media. And that I'm not threatened by at all. All they're doing is giving you their advertising products that are relevant in your life. Mm-hmm. I don't see any harm in that. But doing these things like creating these Facebook groups just so that you can make people upset or try to give them a certain perspective on something.
Dang. I wonder if I'm in any Facebook groups. No.
Makes me feel like I need to smoke a CBD cigarette or something like that to chill out.
I got some in my car.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice. I wish we could just smoke them right here in my office, but...
I'm sure that would be frowned upon.
That would be very frowned upon. We
smoke them in my house because weed doesn't really stick to houses.
Yeah.
But it's funny, I'll smoke my CBD cig in the house and then my roommates who smoke real cigs, they have to go outside and freeze their ass off to smoke their real cig.
I feel like that would actually be a really good way to quit smoking actual cigarettes, mm-hmm. though. Because it's probably, more than anything, it's just the habit of going out and smoking than it is actually getting the nicotine.
Yep.
So I'm surprised that that's not advertised more.
Yeah, it should be. It'd be a really good way to quit. Actually, one of my roommates is kind of doing that.
Yeah.
He's been trying to quit for a while.
Did he say it was a good substitute or he still misses
I think he likes it, yeah. I mean, obviously he's going to the physical withdrawal will probably hit him, but
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like today's focus on, or what seems to be an increasing focus on health mm-hmm. with everybody. Yeah. It's becoming popular, I think, to become healthy. All of these people are starting to become vegans, such as yourself.
Yep.
And all of these people are just doing these things to try to make themselves healthier. I think that's an awesome shift.
I agree.
Why did you become vegan? Is it because you like cows?
Okay, it started off as an animal rights thing, and it still is, but definitely the health benefit is huge. Also, the environmental impact, apparently a vegan's footstep is a little smaller than a carnist like yourself.
I would believe that. A carnist.
Except almond milk is kind of fucked up. It uses a lot of resources. Oat milk is the future. Oat milk is the future. Have you had it?
No, it sounds gross.
It's just milk. It doesn't it's just going to taste like milk. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good.
Ugh, I don't know.
But do you drink normal milk?
No.
Okay, good. That shit's weird.
It is weird.
That's so weird. I'm so glad you don't drink milk.
It's bad for you, too.
Yeah, it is bad for you.
Yeah. So I do drink a lot of almond milk. I had almond milk this morning. I had almond cereal with almond milk.
Nice, yeah.
It's good. It's healthy.
I wouldn't say
stop
drinking almond
milk. So you don't get hungry for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you said animal rights. What kind of rights do you think that animals have?
Okay, I don't know about if rights is the best term, but just we should just let animals be.
I try to play devil's advocate. I like animals, and I don't mm-hmm. think animals should ever be treated poorly or tortured or anything mm-hmm. like that, of course, because they're cute.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between a dog and a ladybug? If a dog has rights and it's terrible to kill a dog, then how is it that we can step on a ladybug and doesn't even cross your mind as something
that's
interesting?
You got a point. A radical
just
vegan.
Just because the dog
a
is...
radical vegan would not step on that ladybug.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did, do you think he would be as emotionally distraught as he would be if he were to hit
no.
a dog with his
mm-hmm.
car?
No. So yeah, there is kind of a line.
There's inconsistency.
But why does... What's the difference between a pig and a dog? We know pigs are smarter than dogs.
Right. Yeah, so in theory, it should be worse that we're...
Yeah, I mean, I think you could draw the line at insects, maybe. Mm-hmm. But some vegans don't even eat honey because it's produced, it's slave labor from bees.
Really?
Yeah.
That's freaking weird. That's gotta be the lamest thing I've ever
heard. I am not that vegan. I eat honey. I'm obsessed with honey.
That is so lame.
We're in like the whole like save the bees thing.
Yeah.
So the way I rationalize it myself, like me buying honey from local farmers is helping save. You're supporting the bees. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just like an insect is really just a very small animal.
But they don't have like a brain.
They've got little brains.
They have like sensors. They're just like basically robots that move around.
Animals are kind of that way.
So are we then? We're the same.
Yeah.
There's not much difference between me, you, a pig, and a dog, and a cow.
Actually, I disagree. I changed my mind. I think that we're very different. Because like animals and bugs and whatever, like they all do pretty unsurprising things. Mm-hmm. Like if you see one pig, you've almost seen every pig. But like humans we are entirely unique than that. Each person,
everyone's so basic. Okay.
Well, each person is very different. Different cultures are like the culture is very different. And also like what other species of anything that we know of is able to build skyscrapers? Mm-hmm. What other species actually like milks other species is
that's and weird and should not be a thing.
And drinks their milk. Like, that is that is just strange. Or there's so many, like, weird things that humans do that are completely unique to the entire planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think that we are different. And that's why I think that aliens are probably what had happened.
You think we're aliens?
Mm-hmm. I think we're half alien, half primate.
I feel you on that point, which would make sense why all these creation stories talk about, like, gods and shit. Yep. The gods are probably just aliens.
They're probably just aliens.
Damn, something we can agree on.
Yeah, nice. High five on a high five.
We're just aliens.
I think aliens makes a lot more sense than a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Pretty much every other religion that I've heard, I would sooner believe aliens than I would that. I think that there were like a bunch of monkeys, and these aliens came down. Extremely advanced technology, of course, because they're able to travel to other planets, first of all. They have sex with these monkeys, and then these monkeys are like, they start to not become monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
They're like we are.
That'd be so weird to be an alien.
Because we kind of look like a weird incestual monkey, if you think about it.
You're right. Also, octopuses are aliens, I swear.
Mm.
Nope,
they're not smart enough. They don't do anything. No,
are you kidding? They're so smart. What do they do? Look into octopuses. Scientists are baffled. Like, their DNA is unlike, they can't match it with like anything else on Earth. It's unlike anything.
So you think they think,
and they're like one of the smartest human beings, or one of the smartest animals.
I've never seen an octopus like drive a car before.
Okay, that's because they were not blessed with opposable thumbs like us.
That's cool. They don't do anything.
Look it up. They do some crazy shit. They like their way they build their houses down in the ocean. They have like they use like coconuts as like a shell. They have like armor.
You don't have to be so smart to do that though, do you?
Yeah, you gotta be pretty damn smart. And they can like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Okay.
They've probably seen like one Instagram video on octopuses and I'm sold that they're amazing creatures.
I mean, there's a lot of animals that do really, really amazing things.
Yeah.
But none of them are building skyscrapers. None of them are building multi-trillion-dollar companies either.
Mm-hmm.
And controlling people with social media.
Which is like, is that even a good thing? I feel like we went too far and we'd all be living better if we were just primitive apes.
No way.
Throwing poop at each other.
No, that's how everyone would
love to live.
That's what everybody says, but what was the average lifespan of like a caveman? I think it was like 29 years old.
Yeah, and why do you need to live longer? Than that?
Okay, so when you hit 29, you're just gonna end it. You're like, ugh.
No, but I'm saying like that's just like the natural way to live.
And that's even like the vegan. A lot of the vegan like things is like look, if you look back at our ancestors, we were not meant to be eating meat. And I could be like, okay, our ancestors, they lived to be literally as a quarter as long as we're living to be now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying meat is why we're living longer, but we are living longer now, and we're also eating meat. So even if they were vegans back there, I don't know. They should have been eating meat, because maybe they would have lived longer.
I have heard that before, too. That's a good argument.
I don't know. I think it's a...
Like, yeah.
The technology gets crazier and crazier, and people keep becoming more and more convinced that this is the worst time to be alive, or that we're headed in a bad direction, but this is easily the best time ever to be alive. Ever.
You're kind of right on that aspect. Yeah, we're living like kings.
Oh yeah. Look, even if our worst problem is we're afraid of getting advertised things on Facebook, that's pretty. Because I mean, it wasn't all that long ago that slavery existed. Yeah. I mean, that ended in like 1865 or the late 1800s somewhere.
Oh, that's crazy to think about.
That was just over 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, and slavery has been a thing pretty much for the entire existence of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it exists hardly anywhere now. Maybe
North Korea.
Are they slave?
They got those like concentration camps.
Yeah,
Russia.
That's true. I was thinking, what's the word? Like, starts with an A. Talking about people that.
An A.
What do you call them?
An associate.
No, somebody like
ambulance.
No. What is the name of the people that aren't? They don't have like technology.
Oh,
and they
Amish.
Wear like loincloths.
Amish.
No.
What are you talking about?
That was a good guess, though, from what
indigenous
I have said.
People.
Indigenous. That starts with an I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I was thinking. So, like, indigenous people, maybe there's, like, some slavery or something like that going on there. But but nothing has ever been, it's
is
never
that the
been
word?
Better
indigenous?
Than. And, yeah. I mean, in terms of, like, people treating other people well, people living long, people being healthy, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We're living it. We are living it. I don't like it when people say this is a bad time to be alive and that we're headed for the shitters.
Yeah,
like,
I have heard, though, that we as a species work harder to stay alive than any other species. We work 40-hour weeks. Others, if we were apes, we'd be, like, grabbing food here and there and then, like, napping all day and living the dream.
No.
We work our fucking asses off.
Yeah, and look where it's got us. Look what we're doing. Look what we got.
Yeah.
We got microphones. We got a camera. What do the apes got?
Like, we don't need all these
because
things,
I'm
man.
I'm sick of these entitled apes thinking that they can just cruise through life without working hard.
No.
F it.
It sucks that we have to work
I say
so
put them in a
life.
Cage. Put them in the cages.
No. Not apes.
Put them in the cage. If they want to get out of the cage, work harder.
Oh, my.
I'm just kidding. Zoos are actually really sad. I don't like going to zoos.
They
make
me sad. I
agree.
They're so messed up.
Because the animals, they look sad.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm not giving them a free pass.
Yeah. I will not go to
they
zoos.
They should work harder.
Mm-hmm. No. We're working too
Why
hard.
Why do they get to nap all the time?
No, we're working way too hard.
I don't like napping all the time. It gives me anxiety. I think it gives a lot of people anxiety.
Whether
if or not
I nap too long
it.
And I wake up, I feel horrible about myself.
Oh, yeah. I think when people don't like, when people aren't like constantly moving, I think that they get anxiety from it. And then they get on anxiety medication. But I think like the best cure for anxiety is to like just do things.
Mm-hmm.
Like do more than just sit there. And then because when you sit still for long enough, that's when you let the demons catch up with you in your mind. That's when you start wondering, oh, what about this? What about this? Oh, man, I'm worried about that.
You're so
But
right.
if you keep moving, like, it's better. It's not the path of least resistance. But if you do it. Like, if I'm stressed out about something, honestly, like, working out is huge. Or, like, just working in general is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I think that we're supposed to keep moving. Like, consistently just, like, do things. Because if you have a day where you're at home all day doing nothing, probably sometime during that day, you're going to get anxiety about something. You're going to get stressed out about something. Or, like, the Sunday scaries, that's a real thing.
Okay, that's when you're hungover.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say, too. Like, some people are like, I don't know why I'm anxious. I don't know what this. And it's like, dude, okay, first of all, you drink alcohol, like, every day. Or you get lit up, like, 3 times a week. And I'm not saying, like, oh, I'm above alcohol. But I'm just saying, like, you need to recognize that sometimes the anxiety that you have, it's not like a mental condition. It's like you are doing this to yourself because of the foods that you're eating or because of your habits or the substances you're taking. Or it's like, dude, I just can't. Like, I'm so overwhelmed right now. And it's like, okay, well, it's because maybe you, like, last weekend you went to like some kind of big rave show and you did a bunch of drugs and you come back and you're wondering why you feel like your life is falling apart.
Yep.
Because you just abused your mind. I don't know how you expect to. And again, I'm not like saying like don't go out and do these things, but it's just like if you feel like anxiety or anxious because of them, I think it's important that you recognize why you feel anxious.
Yep.
People are too quick to like jump on the medication and it's like, okay.
I totally
you don't
agree.
Have a condition.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it to yourself.
You gotta meditate. You gotta do things.
That does. That's. I have a tough time meditating just because I have a tough time like sitting still. But I will say, if I'm able to do it, I do feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel better while doing it.
There was a point in time in my life where I was meditating every day for like 5 minutes.
That's impressive. Which
doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot.
That's a lot, mm-hmm. for sure.
Freshman year of college, I did that, and I've slowly got lazy and don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But if I ever need it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll sit down.
It's tough to do. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the reason why I love like just snowboarding, where you can like, there's nothing.
Yep.
All you're thinking mm-hmm. about is just like.
It's a meditation right
there. It's like
there.
A meditation. Yep. Or even surfing, like mountain biking. Yeah, surfing probably biking. Is mm-hmm. a great one. Anything like that where there's like, there's no noise. You're able to just focus on yep. like what's happening mm-hmm. right there.
And guitar.
It comes as a focus. Yeah.
I play music as a meditation basically.
Nice.
Selling houses.
That's definitely
maybe,
not a meditation.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
That's a job.
No, that's a job. And I love it. It's my favorite hobby. But at the same mm-hmm. time, I'm probably going to go bald because of it or something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh, that's like one of my biggest fears.
Going bald?
Going bald. I got a good set of hair.
And I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I think you'd make a good bald guy, though.
Really? Okay. No, that's not.
Especially if you're able to,
be
you're able
the wrong
to
way.
Keep the beard mm-hmm. on top of that. Because I think bald dudes who have a beard, I think that's a good look.
I agree. My roommate is ginger and basically looks like me, but he's taller.
Yeah.
And is borderline bald, and he's 21.
Okay.
Which was kind of a bummer, but at the same time, he looks like a badass. You would not want to mess with him. He's good looking.
Every bald dude looks like a badass.
Yeah, and he's got a crazy red beard that like goes out to here and it's like scraggly.
Nice.
But like he rocks it and it's bomb.
Have you ever seen a bald guy that you don't know though, and you thought to yourself, that guy looks weird as a bald guy? Because I don't think I have.
Not but really. No.
I've seen many times though
good.
Where like someone who was like clearly going bald and they're just putting off shaving their head, and I see that, I go,
"You're right.
Dude looks weird."
Yeah.
Dude looks
if
weird.
If you're halfway there, you just gotta send it. We don't know because we haven't been in that position, but that
I'm
would
sure
be a hard
tough.
Position to be in. Yeah.
I'm sure it's very mm-hmm. tough. I don't know. Or yeah, it'd be nice to just have the money to get the whatchamacallit.
Is that actually a thing?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like you can get fake hair.
Yeah, well, they like, what do? They
take hair.
Yeah,
from your butt?
You could. I've no, I don't
from
think,
your pubes and put it on your head.
That would be so funny. I don't know exactly what they do. I think they take hair follicles from like other places on your head where the hair is like super mm-hmm. thick, and then they put it like where the hair isn't thick. They literally like they drill little holes in your head. And they'll just plant all these little hair seeds. I've seen videos
Ew,
of like the
that
procedures.
Nasty.
It looks messed up. I've seen like photos of somebody's head with all of like the hundreds of holes in their head, mm-hmm. but they before they put the things in there, and it looks.
Do they basically plant like hair seeds in?
They literally do. Yeah, they scoop out because they have to dig in and pick out the hair follicle, the mm-hmm. entire thing, and then plant it in the top of their head. That's what like all these like millionaires and billionaires like they never go bald just because they get hair. Plants.
I wonder how long that takes. How many hairs do you have on your head? Like a million?
I don't know. I think that, well, of course, the more hairs you get planted, the more expensive it is, but the better that it looks, the better it looks. But I've heard of guys doing like 1,000 or 2,000,
just
something like that.
I feel like that's not that many hairs.
Yeah. But if you can grow it out long enough,
yeah,
maybe it looks better.
Dang.
Yeah.
Is it like a robot that does this, or is it like
no, it's a person. It takes, like the surgery takes hours.
Oh.
Because it's just hours of them just. Like
do you think you're
out.
Awake?
No, they're not.
Oh, good. That's nice. So you can just like go to bed and wake up and have hair.
But then they have to like put this cream on top of like their little tiny growing hairs, and they have to wear like a head wrap for like a few weeks to keep the hairs from like falling out, and they have to sleep a certain way. So it's not like it'd be a tough thing.
Would you do that if you had the money and you go bald someday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
If I went bald right now, no, I wouldn't do it. It'd be too expensive, and I don't know. But if you got the money to do it, then why not? Why not do it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have you been watching the time? Do you know what time we started? I have no idea.
I think we're over, for sure over an hour.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, that flew by.
Well, we started we're probably at an hour.
We wanted to start at
5:30, right?
Right?
Yeah, we started probably 15 minutes after 5:30.
We never start on time. Why is it so hard to start on time?
I don't know.
Is it my fault? Do I need to get here earlier?
No, there's no easy way to say this, but it's your fault. For sure it is. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what it happens. It's it's not a big deal, though. But I think we are over an hour. Anything else?
I'm pretty content. We did a lot of
talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we covered some.
It didn't get too heated. It could have got heated, but
I think for a last minute pod, I think we covered some interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
All right, cameraman Casey, thanks for coming on. Now you guys know. Now you know who's behind the camera. Thanks for watching. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for any video work done, he's the dude. Casey Flips, and find him on Facebook.
Wedding videos. I got you.
Wedding videos. Or anything, yeah. He's got you. Follow him on the gram. He's going to be a pro snowboarder.
At Azizi Flipson.
Nice. He's got a little lion for his photo. Follow me on the gram if you're not following. Sweet. Mm-hmm. All right, we're good. We're wrapped up. Nice. Ooh,
that's hard. That was fun.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the experience on the other side?